I suppose, Joe, Finn Harp's going to the Champions Cork City on Friday night. Is it a fixture? Straight to the point. Is it a game that they can get a result on this weekend?
Oh, definitely no. If you'd have asked me that question 3 weeks ago, I'd have said no. I was getting a wee bit downbeaten, just thinking, oh, this isn't going the way I had hoped or had planned. But no, in the last 3 weeks, the team have rolled up their sleeves, got three brilliant results. And maybe at this stage I would settle for a point, but you know, you're going down there full of confidence. Cork, League One, they're out of the FAI Cup. They have everything done, and you would think Harps going down there with a bit of motivation. And, like, you know, that was a big result last week against Longford. Very positive result against Athlone, and, you know, a very, very good result against Cove as well. And you'd be thinking, get something this week, and then you've got Kerry next week, Wexford, Bray, and Treaty. So, you know, winning's a great habit, and it builds confidence. And, you know, three positive results in a row at the end of August and beginning of September, you know, it's a great way to be going down to the Champions.
Yeah, it is, but there's another side to that as well, Joe, as you fully understand. They are the two longest trips of the year, basically, in consecutive Fridays. So they are, which can sap a lot out of a team as well, these long trips.
Yeah, and it can. And look, I know we're all reveling in the good weather this last couple of days, but you know, that'll be a tight journey to Cork tomorrow, on the bus down to Cork tomorrow, in those conditions for the players. So, you know, the conference is one thing, but you know, that's a tight journey to go to Cork and then to step off the bus and an hour later start getting warmed up and getting prepared for a match. And you know, these long trips to Munster have taken his toll on Harps all season. And you know, when you look at those results away to Cork and away to Cove and away to Wexford, you know, they haven't always been what they've got off the previous week or two. And when you've had 2 weeks in a row travelling down that far down to play and back up on the same day, it does take its toll on players. But look, I'm going to take the positive view on it tonight, and I'd be really, really confident looking on tomorrow night that they may get something out of this match. If they can stay in the game early on, get themselves into the game and try and build some little bit of confidence on top of what they've done in the last 3 weeks, you know, they really are in a good position. And you know, when you look at the league, if depending on how results go and the other fixtures and things go this weekend, you know, Harps are sitting sixth at the minute on 43, and you know, with Bray and Athlone just ahead of them and Wexford just ahead of them, you know, you could be lining them up for a little bit of a takeover in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, you have to be positive at this stage of the season and think we can get something down in Cork on Friday night.
Yeah, well, going by what you're saying then, you'd be confident still that Harps can make these playoffs, and probably that result on, was it Tuesday night where Wexford and Bray drew 0-0 was a result that favoured Harps?
Yeah, and again, you know, that's when you look at the fixtures and you look at what's around there this weekend, you know, Athlone are playing this weekend, they play Treaty. Away in Treaty, and you know, you'd be kind of hoping Treaty might do something for you there. Bray are playing Kerry at home, not too sure how that one would go there. But again, the one that for me I'm looking at is, can Longford do you a favour, you know, after last weekend? Although Harps beat them, you know, although Longford are bottom of the table, it wasn't easy for Harps, and you know, Longford will hopefully take something out of the match. So these games coming up to the end of the season, some teams are sitting there with nothing to play for. The shackles are off and they'll just could go for it. And the other ones then could come under a little bit of pressure and tighten up a little bit. So you never know going into this run of the season. And, you know, Harps are there, thereabouts, and a couple of good results, like what they've had in the last couple of weeks, could certainly find them in those playoff positions.
Yep. And we will have updates from the fixture at Turner's Cross on Friday night between Cork City and Finn Harps. Trevor Welch will be in duty for Highland Radio Sport, and the kickoff time, of course, to that clash on Friday is at 7:45. Some interesting fixtures in the first division, but I think no doubt this battle at the top of the Premier Division is fascinating. So it is, Joe, and another massive game for Derry City. They beat Shells in the Cup, and they've got Shamrock Rovers now on Friday night at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. The big games keep coming, but if you're going to lift silverware, you have to continue to win the big games. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, and look, I do think Derry had a couple of wobblers there in the last couple of weeks, and, you know, going into this match now on Friday night, this is a big one. You know, you have Shelburne, and then you follow that up with Shamrock Rovers, and then, you know, it doesn't get any less where Pats are coming to town, and, you know, you've got these big games coming in. This is where Rory Higgins is hoping that his team would be throughout the season at this point now, where you're looking at a possible double. And, you know, it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of luck, and it takes a lot of hard effort from the squad to get into that position. And they're there competing. They've not won anything, but they're right in the mix for a cup and league double. And, you know, that would be just a fantastic season for Derry if that was to happen.
Yeah, and if they were to get a result tomorrow night, it would be huge. Galway, as we know, stifled Derry previously, Joe. Can Galway do the same to Shelburne? And there could be an impact at the top of the table come tomorrow night.
Yeah, and look, we keep going back to Ollie, who we have years of experience of looking at him in Finn Park and John Caulfield. And, you know, they don't fear anybody. You know, they really, really don't fear anybody. And, you know, just listen to the comments after the result the last night, how disappointed they were. And, you know, looking at that, you'd be thinking, they fancy their chances against anybody. And it's the same this weekend, where you'd be looking for them to create another upset, another victory or another couple of points for them. And they're in the mix for possible European positions as well. You know, that's really, really tight there between Galway, Sligo, Waterford and Shamrock Rovers, depending on how they pan out over the next couple of weeks. You know, Derry beat turnover Shamrock Rovers, then Galway are right in the mix, depending on how they do in the next couple of matches as well. So, you know, for a couple of years there, the league was pretty much done and dusted, and there was no chance of any big upsets or anything in the way. But you look at now, with Shelburne going to Galway this weekend, the place will be bouncing, it'll be hopping, and, you know, knowing John and Ollie, the two lads will be reveling that, and their team seem to be responding to them. And, you know, if you were a betting man, then you might be looking at an owl upset there, because, you know, where does Damien Duff go? How does he get his players to bounce back after going out of the cup? Because he was bitterly disappointed, and they were bitterly disappointed with getting put out of the cup as well. And, you know, that was a big, big disappointment for them. And to now see Derry going into the cup against Bowes, you know, it's advantage Derry.
Okay, then. Well, the other games, Bohemians against Drogheda, St. Pat's against Waterford, and then on Saturday, Sligo Rovers against Dundalk. Now, Sligo have lost, what, three of their last five. They were sitting in the top four, but they've now dropped out of that. But they're taking on a Dundalk side where off-the-field matters, Joe, were making the headlines throughout this week. And now that the club has been saved until the end of the season, this actually could turn out to be a tricky enough affair for Sligo on Saturday.
Yeah, and you don't know how or what the players' thinking or thoughts process is in relation to that there. This has been a worrying trend for me in the league. You know, you go down through the last number of years there where, you know, Shelburne were riding high in the league. We were watching Champions League football in Lansdowne Road and things didn't go right. Cork were flying high, going really, really well. Drogheda were flying high, going really well, winning the league. And now it has happened to Dundalk. Like, who would have thought a couple of years ago when Stephen Kenny had so many great nights with Dundalk in Europe that they would end up like this now? And it just shows how difficult it is to run a League of Ireland club in the current climate. And, you know, for Sligo, probably the worst match they could have had this weekend is to be facing Dundalk. But the only good thing for John and the players in Sligo is that they are facing them in Sligo and it's not up in Dundalk. I would imagine there'd be a fairly raucous crowd in Dundalk if they were playing up there. So, you know, Sligo supporters have a big role to play to keep the team in full flow this weekend and keep their eye on the prize there of trying to get into Europe. And what a season that would be for Sligo if they were to do that. For Dundalk, I think it's anybody's guess on what will they produce or what will they come with this weekend. Who's to know? They are sitting in a perilous position. They're right at the bottom of the league as well. And, you know, have they a chance of getting out? You know, we do hope, and I would hate to think that they wouldn't survive. But the other side of that is they are only a point behind Drogheda. Drogheda are in the Cup semi-final. And again, you know, can Drogheda keep that momentum going now into the end of the season? Or can Dundalk steal a march on them and get into that playoff position? And who's to know what happens in the playoff position? You know, neither team are full of confidence at the minute, although Drogheda would be ahead of them. But, you know, Dundalk going into a playoff, whoever comes out of that first division playoff will certainly fancy their chances against Dundalk.
Yeah. Just finally on, I suppose, the situation with Dundalk, Joe. And they, of course, were privately owned. There was ownership there of Dundalk at Oriel Park, which, as we know, didn't work out. But I spoke to Evan Campbell at Finn Harps last week, and he made the suggestion that this is an option that Harps have to explore. They have to look into to ownership and changing the model around Finn Park, be it 50% ownership, private ownership, or indeed full ownership. But it's something that they expect to look at now in the next number of weeks and months and talk to shareholders and fans. Would you agree with that, a move by Harps to go down that line?
I think this is something that would be a very, very key strategic decision for any League of Ireland club, and particularly for Finn Harps, that, you know, owners are great, and we've looked at League of Ireland, look at the Premiership, or you look at any football club across Europe. When you get a really good owner who comes in and runs the club really, really well, there's always a balance there of, do we hold ground at what we have and stay solid and stay stable, or do we push that boat out, bust all the rules and go for League One and titles all the time? And, you know, you can see where the debate and discussion is coming in around Man City at the minute. And again, it's something that, you know, the committee and the people at Finn Harps are probably exploring now, because I can only guess how difficult it is to keep a club like Finn Harps running. And as we spoke earlier tonight just about the amount of journeys that they've had to Munster, and you think about the cost of that, and, you know, the missing of the Derby with Derry and Sligo, and the big crowds coming with Shamrock Rovers and St Pat's and all those other teams to Finn Park, compared to, you know, the maybe handful of supporters coming with Wexford, with Kerry, with Cove to Finn Park. You know, that must be really, really difficult for the committee, and I'm sure they're exploring all possibilities and all options open to them. And, you know, Ian Harkin there with the committee and with the supporters as well, hopefully will get the right decision and make the right decision going forward. But again, to make it a judgment call in here now, I think you would need a lot more information on what's coming, what's the offer that's been made, you know, where does the club stand at the minute, and what is the best way forward for the club. And again, we all know the elephant in the room in relation to the ground and the development of the ground. That does need to be sorted, and, you know, the sooner that happens, the better, because, you know, the people of Donegal in the northwest does deserve a really, really good Finn Park, and hopefully to get back into the Premier Division. And, you know, whatever decision is made, hopefully that's the two things that will be to the forefront of their mind, to make sure that the ground is developed and that the team is also developed, but in a sustainable manner that makes sure that the club doesn't end up in a situation like Dundalk has. And you can see how going from being Europe to being bottom of the Premier Division, and maybe not even being a club unless there were some good people who stepped in during the week. And, you know, that would be a real worry for me and for every League of Ireland fan at the minute, to see just how quickly that can turn around.